Dig out your old ski mask and start thinking through your plans, because this week's discovery goes on one last job with a reformed crook. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, as the old saying goes, a leopard can't change its spots. And no matter how hard author Matthew Quirk's protagonist, Mike Ford, tries to change, it doesn't seem to work. In his latest thriller, The Directive, he's forced to plan a robbery that could be worth billions of dollars. Well, the story finds the troubled teen turned straight-laced lawyer struggling to stay on the straight and narrow. As his fiancée, Annie, plans their big expensive wedding, Mike decides to patch things up with his estranged brother, Jack. Once again, Jack is in trouble. And once again, Mike finds himself caught in the middle. Now it seems as though the only way to keep Jack and Annie safe is to use the skills that Mike picked up as a kid to pull off a dangerous heist at the Federal Reserve. A one man's past, present, and future collide in this tense sequel. In trying to reconcile with his brother before his wedding, Mike ends up putting the wedding and his fiancée's life at risk. And that personal element gives this crime thriller its appeal. There's a lot at stake here, and that gives the story an added sense of urgency. As Mike plans the job, however, things get complicated. It's a detailed heist involving a number of players and a lot of moving parts. And for that reason, it may require more concentration than the average crime thriller. Meanwhile, though some series make it easy for new readers to pick up the story in the middle, that's not necessarily the case here. Quirk mentions Mike's past, his family, and his career, but he doesn't go into much detail. So while fans should have no problem picking up Mike's story, newcomers may feel frustrated by the lack of additional development. So is it worth planning one more heist with this converted con man, or is it better to walk away? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. If you're looking for some laid-back weekend reading, this complex crime novel may not be the best choice, but fans of Matthew Quirk's first Mike Ford novel will enjoy the action, suspense, and family drama of this thorough thriller. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Directive by Matthew Quirk is 354 in-depth pages long and is available from Little Brown & Company. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.